Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
This happens to me all the time when Cranes does great work. They're all their reporters. We have many of them on. I will start reading an article. I'll see the headline. I'll start reading through it. And about three paragraphs in, I go, this had to be written by Judy Crown. She's such a great writer. I love anything she writes. And she often is nice enough to join us to talk about it. Judy, welcome back to WGN.
Oh, thanks for having me. And thanks for the kind words.
Yeah, you do. You always hook me in with your leads. You do a great work with that. Okay, this story is about a shakeup in the entire Illinois food system from SNAP benefit changes, which I just found an interesting twist on the story, or a different angle I hadn't heard before. Let's just start with a couple of the basics, Judy. In Illinois and across the country, SNAP benefits are changing. Can you just give us like the broad strokes of what it is and how many people are affected here in our state?
Right. So this was part of the big, beautiful bill that cut back on a lot of benefits for low-income people. And in Illinois, 1.8 million people get SNAP benefits. It's about 15% of the population. Now, it's going to affect us in two ways. They made stricter work rules. In other words, to get your eligibility for the benefit, you have to cross certain thresholds. And by making it stricter, like you can no longer be homeless, be a veteran, have a child at home over 14 years old. So those are going to knock some people off the system.
Hmm.
There was another aspect of it where they are simply shifting more of the cost to the state of Illinois.
Okay.
And the state says it's going to cost about $800 million. This is a combination of administration and just picking up the cost of the SNAP benefit itself.
So the state's going to have to pay more money out of our limited coffers as it is, and we're still going to have some people that have SNAP now or did that don't anymore.
Exactly. The state says about 360,000 are at risk.
Okay.
Now, we don't know that's going to be a slow drip over time. It's not going to happen all at once. But as people lose their eligibility because they're a veteran or they don't have proof of work, then they're going to fall off the system.
Okay. 360,000 people not getting SNAP benefits. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, then they'll just find other ways to go to the grocery store and shopping, and that's not going to have a huge ripple effect. Until I read your story, and of course it's going to be a huge effect for some of these stores, for farmers. I mean, maybe not all-encompassing. It's not going to derail entire industries, I don't think, Judy, but walk us through how this affects things.
Sure. There's a very interesting effect on the supply chain. So every SNAP dollar is worth about $1.50 in the general economy. Well, why is that? Because if you have the SNAP dollar, you can spend your own disposable money on other necessities, whether it's diapers or your rent or utilities or clothes. Now you have to spend that disposable income on food, and then you have less for other necessities or amenities. And this really will ripple through the system because now grocers will be selling less. And the grocers, of course, employ folks, and they're buying from manufacturers. And this goes up through the supply chain, right? There's logistics, there's wholesalers, and ultimately there's the farmers.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I don't think this will cripple businesses, but it will certainly have the potential to, well, maybe I'm wrong. Are there small farmers who, you know, I don't know how much percentage is going to get cut from their pockets, but, you know, they're already, these are industries that operate on thin margins already, I should say, Judy.
Well, in terms of the grocers, yes. I mean, that's a very low margin business, and some, especially downstate, rely on SNAP for a third to a half of their revenue.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, it can be.
Wow.
Especially like in a rural area, in some of the depressed areas, it can be substantial. Now, in the city, you have bigger chains with a more diverse customer base, they probably won't feel it quite the same way. But in lower income areas, absolutely.
It also affects people that help kind of plug these holes, like the Greater Chicago Food Depository. These depositories, which when the pandemic happened, were needed through the roof, and that need has continued to get greater over time.
Right. the Greater Chicago Food Depository says they have already been stressed. I mean, they've seen more traffic, more shipments. They serve about 800 food pantries in the Chicago area. And they're really bracing, the food bank and the pantries are really bracing for a surge because where do you, where else do you go?
Mm-hmm.
And they only have, and some of them only have so much capacity, right? They can put non-perishables out, but perishables go in a freezer or a refrigerator, and they only have so much capacity. And it's really going to be, going to come down to philanthropy and generosity of neighbors. Making greater contributions is really what they're looking for now.
When I did some work with the Greater Chicago Food Depository, I'm not trying to say I'm some huge volunteer. I've just done stuff through TV shows I've been on and here at this station too. And even in a limited effect, you realize that the face of someone who doesn't have the money to afford their next meal is not always exactly like what you picture.
Sure.
It's a lot of our neighbors that we maybe don't even realize that are dealing with certain things. And some of them aren't on SNAP benefits either. They may make income, but they are underwater in certain other areas. And that they are already on the straining the system in a way, in that way. So, I mean,
right.
I just...
And they'll turn up at a pantry because the pantry is not going to, like, they're not asking for a tax return.
Right.
So they're gonna help you out if you need food. They ask a few questions, but they're pretty much going to help you.
Does the state have the money to pick up the tab for the rest of this?
Well, there's been a lot of budget consternation, right? Because this isn't the only stress on the system. It's education, right? It's the public schools. It's Medicaid. It's healthcare. There's a whole lot of stuff coming down as the federal government cuts all these programs that we've depended on for so long.
Yeah, there's a lot more in the story, Judy. You did a great job. Someone texted in 847. I think the effect on people who won't be getting the SNAP benefit, it's far worse than the people who provide the food, etc. It's a well-meaning text, and it goes on. And they're absolutely right, of course. And I think that that's, Judy, you were just kind of covering one angle to the supply chain. But of course, there's so many stories about people who rely on the SNAP benefits that may not get them anymore, or people can go to read more. Judy, any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with on this story?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's going to play out over several years because these new requirements will kick in pretty soon, but some of the shifting of costs is going to be over time. Much of it after the 26 midterms. They kind of did that deliberately.
Yes.
To avoid that issue at the polls. So it's going to play out, and something you really have to keep your eye on.
Judy Crown, great work as always. We read this one in Cranes. I know you do freelance reporting elsewhere. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.